For me, keeping precept, you must understand the meaning of precepts. Why must you keep them? Why must you observe them? Like I always explain, the first right view, the law of karma, you reap what you sow, do good begets good, do evil begets evil. Then the Buddha constantly reminded us over the five daily contemplation, the last one, we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. We are what we are because of our karma. So if karma plays such a great role in your life, if you want to have the good life, you better take care of karma, because your entire life is almost 90% dependent on karma. So if that is the case, your life, you decide. That is your choice. Unless you understand, you will never keep. You will justify. You will try to procrastinate and all those things. No use. Precept need understanding. It's only understanding that can bring about real transformation, real cultivation. Without understanding, there is no way. If you try to suppress your craving, your desire, you try to keep the precept by suppressing your desire, your craving to drink, to smoke, and to do all those things, no point. But when you understand, you will never violate it. You will never do it. There is never worthwhile to violate all this. So it's understanding. Most important thing is to do things with understanding. Meditate, also meditate with understanding. Keeping precept, also keeping them with understanding. When you understand the essential Dhamma, the advice of the Buddha, you will never go against all this. Yeah, that is life. Your life, you decide. You hold the key to your own life destiny. To be happy or to be miserable is entirely your choice. So choose wisely. Choose to be happy. Choose to have the good life. And you know what to do. So it's not a question of have to keep. No such thing. If I keep without understanding, it doesn't work. I'm trying to deceive myself. I'm trying to force myself to do something that I don't like to do. That is what precept is all about. So when you understand, all this becomes automatic. Then the other thing about cultivation is, if you already have the understanding from the past, I realize when you come, your DNA is also protected. Yeah, my whole family, especially myself, I realize I cannot drink. The slightest alcohol, I'm very sensitive. It will affect my consciousness. Then it gave me the condition to understand how come all this is like that. Then I don't like alcohol drink. I don't like. I don't find any interest in drinking it. And I don't know how people can get themselves addicted. Maybe I didn't drink enough. I don't know. But I don't like the taste. So how to get myself addicted to something I don't like? So that is one thing I came to realize, my nature. If you have your past, you will be protected DNA-wise, and a lot of understanding will unfold, and the condition is such you cannot get into all this. Actually, in my career, my profession, you can ask all my classmates, where got engineer don't drink? There is no such thing. Seldom you find them. But if you have the Dhamma, the Parami from the past, you can do it, no problem, no issue at all.
Raja, yeah. I have a question regarding the alcohol.
Ah, can.
Okay. In Chinese cooking, they have this cooking that in the Chinese wine, you know, in
yeah,
the
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Shaoxing Jiao.
Yeah.
So how do you see that one, you this don't worry. As a...
That one you don't worry. Even drinking dom and all those things for pregnant lady or those who need to strengthen their health, you don't worry. Because after you take ready, there is also herb like yomisu and other things, then you sleep. You do not like consume until it intoxicate your consciousness. So that one is okay for health reason. It doesn't mean that when you touch alcohol, you break the precept. You undertake the training to abstain from partaking intoxicant. So that is the thing. Intoxicant is the word that whatever, whether alcohol or drug, intoxicate you. That is the what they call threshold. You must understand. So if you like have a sip or one, you don't have to worry. But do not allow this to justify your action. Because sometimes people make use of it. Especially in the olden days, you know what they used to tell me. Our Buddhist teaching talk about the middle path. So everything is middle path. We don't overdrink. We don't over-consume alcohol. Middle path, social drinking and all. If you justify it that way, then it's dangerous. Then you can actually deceive yourself. But it's for health reason, for your whatever cooking. Yeah? Then after you take, you will feel that there is some wine inside there. But you will come to know it is not intoxicating you. It's not causing you to lose your consciousness and become like out of control or leading to maybe heedless thinking, lapsing consciousness and all those things. So if it just added a little bit for the particular dish, especially the one with the mok yi one. You know what is mok yi, right? Is it mushroom or fungus? Fungus, the black fungus. So there is a type of veggie that goes with that. And sometimes my wife also order because she likes the mok yi. So it's okay. No problem. No issue.